Mark Abelon always loved teaching the game of hockey. The Duluth East High School star coached youth hockey in his hometown, and then on to elite prep hockey, and eventually the premier junior hockey league, the USHL, and the U.S. national team. Now, the former Greyhound defenseman is back coaching prep players, but for a higher purpose. He'll tell us about that. The U-turn in his life coming up on Sports and Commentary today. Hey, how's it going? This is Greg Stewart. Welcome to the show. And S&C is sponsored by your tax-deductible gifts to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can always find us online for all the connection information at WWIB.com. Mark Abelon coaches U16 hockey at North Star Academy in Alexandria, Minnesota, which is a part of FCA hockey. And Mark Abelon is back with me on Sports and Commentary. So FCA stands for Fellowship of Christian Athletes. And that's what you are, a Christian coach, Mark. And the story of the moment where you invited Christ in, you know, living out the verse, old things are passed away, everything becomes new, is just fascinating to me. Describe what happened, will you?
I was actually coaching a U.S. national team. I've been blessed to be on a few U.S. national teams. We were up in Canada, and this was in December of 2019, and I was really at a low point inwardly. You know, and outwardly everything looked pretty good in my life. I have a nice family. I have a wife, three children. I had great successes in hockey and, you know, really with goals and aspirations to just keep moving up in hockey all the way to the NHL is really what was driving me for, I was, I guess, a slave to hockey and other things too. But not God, that's for sure. God was in a compartment. It was compartmentalized in my life. I mean, I went to church every Sunday. I grew up in a very loving home, and I grew up, you know, knowing who God is and really probably even believing, but not just on an intellectual level, not believing. I mean, I've been reading the James and the Bible, and even the demons believe, you know, and so it wasn't a saving belief. It wasn't a salvation belief. And so I didn't even know what that really meant, obviously. And so anyway, I was at a dark point, and I've never been a depressed guy or a down guy my whole life, but there was something just missing, and I was really just struggling. And so we were on a bus trip. I come back from that U.S. trip, and it was a great trip hockey-wise, and everything was cool. And so we got to the first of the year in 2020, and we were on a bus trip going to Fargo. And I've been on a lot of buses, Greg, and in Sioux City, I've been here for 8 years, and we have really one primary bus driver, and there's a couple other guys mixed in that drive occasionally, and that's a lot of trips. That's hundreds of trips. And this particular trip, we were going to Fargo, and it was going to be a two-night stay, and so it was a three-day trip, really. We were playing them on a back-to-back set, and we had a different bus driver, a guy I'd never seen before. He was a man in his 60s, and he was very kind of outgoing and really overly talkative. And so we're like, all right, this guy's interesting. He was into it. He wanted to know what we were all about. And so as the first day went on and into the second day, I mean, this guy was very perceptive. I was kind of like, wow, this guy really seems to understand what's going on, just with some of the dynamics that were going on with our team and even between myself and the other coaches, and just very interesting. And so I'm usually one to engage people, Greg. And so I talked to him throughout the first, you know, probably day and a half. And then he started to get into some really deeper questions about my life and just who I am, and which I was fine talking about. You know, he asked me some questions, I mean, about my faith even. And he started to say, well, do you believe in God? Do you believe in Jesus? And I said, well, yeah, I do. I'm a Catholic. You know, and so I guess I thought that was like, gave me some sort of badge or something. And I'm like, I go to church every Sunday. But I knew that there was something working on my heart at the time. And so then the conversation went on, and ultimately he asked me a question, and he said, well, are you going to heaven? And that was quite a stunning question. And I, at first I didn't have an answer. A lot of thoughts went through my mind in about a brief 2-3 seconds. One of them was like, who does this guy think he is asking me that? And And so after a little bit of a pause, I just sort of said, I don't know. And he goes, well, you're not then. And then again, I was like, well, man, who does this guy think he is telling me I'm not going to heaven, or how does he even know? And but he knew, and it was the shot I needed from God to just say, look, like, here's the deal and here's where you're at. And so I had to get off the bus and actually go get ready for a meeting. And so I ended up seeking this guy out after later on that day, that night. And we just began a conversation, and I was just like, tell me more. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't even know what I'm supposed to do, but I want to trust in God. And so just over the course of the next couple of days, I gave my life to the Lord. And I'll tell you what, Greg, like, this is just one of those instances, and people come to the Lord in lots of different ways, some gradual, some dramatic, some much more dramatic than mine. But this was like an instant. My life changed instantly.
Wow. Thank the Lord for that, the boldness of that bus driver. I want to hear more, and especially about your voracious appetite, your passion for the Bible, for God's Word, that you and I talked about off the air before getting on the show today. And visit about your job with FCA Hockey and how God's using your life that way. Mark Abelon, longtime hockey coach at very high levels, and appreciate you being here. And we will get back on the next sports and commentary. Until then, blessings to you, bro.
Great, Greg. Have a good day. Yep.